The special emphasis of Luke is the humanity of Jesus. Like the other gospel writers, he shows us Jesus as the Son of God, but he shows him in his special concern for the weak, the suffering, the outcast. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Luke. Each of the Gospels is intended for all mankind, but Matthew had in immediate view the Jews, Mark the Romans, and Luke the Greeks. Jewish civilization had been built around the Scriptures. Therefore, Matthew, by making abundant reference to the Old Testament, shows the kingly power and humble grace of Israel's Savior King. He stresses the divine kingship of Christ, and this is the basis of Christ's offer of himself to Israel to prepare them for his coming kingdom when he shall reign forever and ever. Roman civilization gloried in the idea of government and power. Therefore, Mark calls particular attention to the miracles of Jesus, manifesting his superhuman, spirit-empowered service. He is the divine servant of God, and therefore, he gave his life as a ransom for many. Greek civilization represents culture, philosophy, wisdom, reason, beauty, and education. Therefore, to appeal to the thoughtful, cultured, philosophical Greek mind, Luke depicts the glorious beauty, perfection, and tender compassion of Jesus, the ideal universal Son of Man. Because Luke sets forth the perfect manhood of Christ, it is fitting that Jesus is seen in complete dependence upon his Father in heaven. Therefore, you will find him on his knees time and time again. He was praying at his baptism. He prayed in the midst of great popularity and a busy schedule. He prayed all night before he chose his apostles. He regularly spent time alone with his heavenly Father. What a challenge to you and me to set our priorities straight and not miss the best because we're involved in too many good things. Luke himself was a physician and a traveling companion of the Apostle Paul. Paul refers to him as the beloved physician and fellow laborer. It is interesting to note that he wrote his gospel to one man. A characteristic of the Greek of Luke's day was his universality. He could meet any man in the world and establish a rapport with him simply on a man-to-man basis. The Jews and Romans were by nature exclusive. The Jew could only have true fellowship with another Jew. The Roman was limited to another Roman who was born to a place in the empire. The perfect Jew was a Pharisee who daily thanked God he was not born a Gentile. The perfect Roman was Caesar. But the Greeks could meet all the world on the common ground of the simple fact that we are all men. Therefore, we can understand why Luke, in giving the genealogy of Jesus, carries it back to Seth. Matthew, writing to the Jew in his genealogy, stopped at Abraham. But Luke traces it to Adam. This left Jesus, in the mind of the Greek, not only as the son of Abraham, but as the son of Adam, the Son of Man, and therefore the Savior of all mankind. The Greek would demand a universal Savior who embraced all the humanity and his saving grace. Luke, the man of education, a Greek of Grecian culture, and a learned physician, was the perfect choice of the Holy Spirit to write this book. Study it and get your heart blessed.